Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Hey, what's up, Internet? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. After several days spending time with friends and family, eating way too much food, and taking many chances to relax and recuperate, I find myself this morning stuck in my mind. I'm not really sure what I'm thinking about, what I want to say, or even how I feel. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to work on connecting the disparate thoughts that are banging around my gray matter. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/216. As I mentioned, the last 5 days have been a whirlwind of activity. I'm certain not just for myself, but for most people. Going to families' houses for the holidays, going out with friends. It was my birthday, so I was doing all the parties with that. Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas concerts, so many things. Such a whirlwind of activity. And so this morning is really the first morning that I've really had a chance to sit down, go through my normal morning routine, and realize that I have a bunch of thoughts up in my head, but I'm not entirely sure how they are all connected. As I typed the intro paragraph about thoughts being stored in gray matter, I typed into Google, "Are our thoughts stored in gray matter?" I don't really know anything about the brain. I'm not a neuroscientist. I'm fascinated with the brain, and I'm sure I've read a ton about the brain in all the books that I've read about business and personal growth. But I don't know anything about gray matter. I don't know anything about the brain. And this got me thinking about something I read in the book Curious by Ian Leslie, that the internet is making it easier and easier to learn things, but the easier something is to learn, the less likely we are to remember it. It's interesting to think that the easier something becomes to learn, the more reliant we are on the system we use to learn that thing. Are we more and more reliant upon Google to learn things? Are we more reliant upon Wikipedia to understand and learn new things? I can't really remember what gray matter is for, and I have the page open to the right of this document, but I keep coming back to this idea: the harder something is to learn, the more comprehension we have. That's fascinating. What was the last thing that I had to learn that was really hard? I think in a lot of ways, I think about finance. Finance to me is incredibly hard to learn. I remember taking an economic course, like microeconomics. It was really hard. I had a really hard time understanding it. But at the same time, I think I understand it a little bit more than the surface things that I just Googled right now, thinking about this episode. All of this is just really fascinating to me. My brain is just ping-ponging around all these ideas. And it's about as fascinating as Walt Disney's Fantasia. I've been thinking a lot about that movie lately. It's one of my favorite Disney movies. I'm not entirely sure why, but what I love about it is that it was a company-ending risk. I'm convinced that this movie, Fantasia, would never get made today, and I really want to do a deep dive episode into Fantasia and what creative professionals can learn from that movie, because the question that I inevitably come to when I think about Fantasia, when I think about the fact that there was no way that for it to be a commercial success, will Disney ever do something like that again? Looking at all of the remakes that they're doing, with doing live-action remakes of all of their animated movies, the answer to that is most likely not. Take a movie like Mary Poppins Returns. I just saw that last night. It is banking, with the banks, on nostalgia. But what was so interesting was I felt no nostalgia to the sequel. In fact, I was incredibly bored. The pacing was completely off. Emily Blunt was great as Mary Poppins, but underutilized, even though the film was supposed to be about her. Ping pong. Why are films so predictable? Why the inability to take risks, to tell stories that go beyond what we already know? I jump back to something that I read in Curious by Ian Leslie, this idea of puzzles versus mysteries. Puzzles have a certain outcome, but once we get to the outcome, we're not satisfied. And he writes that that's because puzzles are enough to get us going, but they're on the surface level. They're not deep enough to really connect to something that takes time and effort to get to the outcome. Whereas with mysteries, this idea that we may not get to an outcome, we may not get to the answer, because it's deeper than anything we could ever imagine. What was the last mystery that you grappled with, that you wrestled with? Things like, is there a God? Things like, is there an afterlife? Things like, how do we avoid a recession? These are mysteries. Yeah, there's probably answers to all of them, but they're not surface-level answers. They're incredibly complex. My brain ping-pongs to the book Ecclesiastes in the Bible. There is something said that there is nothing new under the sun, that there is nothing new. And that is certainly true in the world of Hollywood, mass culture, and digital technology. And yet, there is more and more work being created that is fresh and new. Be More Pirate, or How to Take on the World and Win, is one of those examples. Taking stories from the golden age of pirates and applying them to modern day leadership concepts. I love learning about leadership, but I love learning more about pirates. I'm utterly fascinated with the tall tales of pirates. What else am I fascinated with? Where is my curiosity leading me? Am I going to treat these like puzzles or mysteries? Right now, I'm not sure, because I'm stuck in my mind. I'm reflecting on 2018 and the highs and lows of the year, but I'm also dreaming about 2019. I'm hoping that we aren't headed into a recession, and I'm simultaneously thinking if there's a way to recession-proof a business. I'm thinking about the future of digital technology and personal data, while thinking about how to unplug and live in the land of tangible products. I think about the character Troy Barnes in the show Community and his inherent abilities with plumbing and air conditioning. Analog, real, and full of nostalgia. I got a bunch of gift cards to Home Depot over the holidays, and everyone asked, why Home Depot? You don't do things with your hands. And it's because I have home repairs to do, and I wanted to just be able to have some gift cards to get started. Real. But nevertheless, I'm stuck in my mind and repeating myself. Is there anything new under the sun that lives in my mind? How do I reconcile the desire for puzzles and quick answers with the desire to live in the mystery of life? What is cooking in my gray matter this morning? How is my curiosity building? Where is this all leading to? Are we alone? Are we all just trying to figure this out by ourselves instead of reaching out and helping each other? What's cooking in your mind? Are you stuck in your mind today? Or is it just all of the sugar and crap that I've been eating all week keeping me trapped in my mind? I'm stuck in my mind. Where is this all going? Well, 2018 is almost over. 2019 is just over the horizon. We've got puzzles to attend to and greater mysteries to seek. For me, 2019 is going to be a year where I continue building what I want to create for you. Not just for me, but for other people. I want to get unstuck. I don't want to be trapped in my mind. I want to be having greater conversations with friends, acquaintances, and people that I've never met before. And that requires me to get out of my mind, to not stay stuck, and to continue making things for people. What about you? What keeps you stuck in your mind? How will you get unstuck? And how will you build your curiosity in 2019? That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. As you may have noticed, I talk a lot about curiosity and why we should be curiosity builders. You might be thinking, Chris, why curiosity? I think it's the antidote to the poison of conformity. It's how we learn, grow, and overcome the societal urge to be perfect. If you'd like to be a curiosity builder with me, sign up for the Curiosity Lab. Each week, you'll get inspiration, connection to new ideas, and ways to build your curiosity. Sign up today at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/216. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.